Linton Laughs was the headline of a recent press release that caught my eye. It was an unusual coupling of words, because laughter and humour are not normally associated with Lent, which is traditionally seen as a solemn period of prayer, fasting and almsgiving. The Linton Laughs catchphrase refers to part of the programme for Lent this year, offered by the popular Catholic online social networking site XT3. The brainchild of two British brothers and an entrepreneur, XT3 was launched at World Youth Day 2008 in Sydney, and it now boasts over 40,000 members from 200 countries. Its aim is to encourage young people to serve the church and help strengthen the links between the two. XT3's Lent calendar for 2009 offers daily readings, podcasts and music to give inspiration and some laughter during the 40 days of Lent. One of its podcasts in this Lenten section is entitled "Does God Have a Sense of Humour?" where comedians give their take on this mystifying question. Let's hear the view of well-known British TV comic Tim Vine, who appears on Wednesday's podcast.
God invented humour. He wants us to laugh. Let's all go out and laugh. And the great thing about laughter as well is it's infectious. And I think that's part of another reason why God invented it, was because it helps spread joy to other people.
That was TV comic Tim Vine, who holds the world record for telling the most jokes in an hour. And here's an example of one of his famed one-liners, again taken from today's podcast, which may just provoke a laugh amongst our listeners.
So I was having dinner with chess champion Garry Kasparov. We had a black and white Czech tablecloth. It took him 2 hours to pass me a sword.
So why did XT3 decide to put the accent on Lenten laughs during this 40-day season of prayer and fasting this year? A question I put to Ruth Davis, a media spokesperson for XT3 based in Britain.
Because we felt that there was room for humour even within Lent, and there's an angle upon which we can often take ourselves very seriously, but God not seriously enough. And so it's a twist on all of that that we have launched it. And in fact, it's definitely tickled the sense of humour of our members, as it's been listened to a lot even in this first week. So we're very pleased with the response we've had.
So in fact, you've had no members that have disapproved of this Lenten levity?
No. I think it's a take on the fact that God is with us in everything, and he's not just about when we go to Mass or when we decide we're going to be devout or when we're going to be earnest, that everything in life can include him. And why were we given humour in the first place? And is it a God-given gift? And if so, it's something to rejoice in too. And I think too that Lent is, as much as anything, a time of finding space for God in our lives, in the ordinary and the everyday, and seeing him in everything. So this is coming at it from a slightly fresh, different angle. But the heart of what it's all about is the same as what the purpose or the penance is that our God is a God of love and a God of joy. Living this life with him brings all of that. And along with that comes a lot of laughter. So a lot of the great saints had a great sense of humour and never took themselves too seriously, although they took God very seriously. And I think it's something that's often overlooked.
So you've had positive feedback, as you said earlier.
Definitely. It's exciting. And we've also got a Facebook application so that people can access it from Facebook or just from our login page. And so it's spreading virally, which is good news.
What other Lenten material do you offer during Lent this year? Can you tell us briefly about some of your offerings?
Yes, we've had the Pope's Lenten message, the Stations of the Cross, which we'd had lots of requests for that were enacted at World Youth Day last year, talk on St. John of the Cross by a Carmelite called Father Ian Matthew, who's written various books on St. John of the Cross and knows him intimately. Our Sunday feature now every week since the beginning of the year has been 180 Holy Seconds, where a priest gives us a short 3-minute reflection on the Sunday's readings. Mondays during Lent, where we've got a new podcast where young people are asked what their favourite bit of the scripture is and why, 3 minutes long, and in fact that's taking off really well. So there are all sorts of interesting, different, layered things on offer on the calendar, and hopefully it's going to reach out to as broad a range of interests as is possible.
What about prayers and readings?
On each door of the calendar, there is a scripture quote from the daily Mass readings, and then we've got a link on the door to, if you want to read the full text for the daily Mass readings. So there is a reflective angle to each day. And then quite often the talks, we've also linked them to discussions or other areas on the site if people are wanting to know more information. So it's not a sort of closed aspect. Hopefully all of it will lead you, if you're interested in knowing more, into something else on XT3.
Do you see yourselves very much as a Catholic version of the popular social networking site Facebook?
We see ourselves as offering something different and something more than just a networking space. Its culture and heart is Catholic, but we very much hope that this will attract and encourage anyone interested in making a difference in their lives and searching for truth and seeking to do good in this world. And the whole content that we've got via our Lent calendar shows that there's a lot more going on XT3 than just social networking. And with the range and variety of talks that we've got Lord Alton talking about the culture of life, Scott Hahn giving a talk on the Lamb's Supper. All the talks from World Youth Day are there for you to access if you want, and all sorts of other new interesting things coming up. So the library is a very obvious way of our being distinguished from something like Facebook or MySpace.
And how fast is XT3 growing?
It's growing healthily. We'd never turn down bigger numbers, but it's looking very healthy, and the heart of it is very well. And lots of very good friends have been made on here, and it's a safe and welcoming environment is the feedback that we seem to be regularly getting through. So we're always looking for new ways of getting word out about XT3, but we're happy with where it is at the moment.
And moving beyond just your Lent offerings, what are its most popular sections in general?
The groups are very popular, but in particular a group called Ask a Priest, which has got thousands and thousands of threads, where you post a question about anything and everything, but very often to do with the Catholic faith, something that you don't understand or something you've been asked by a friend and you're not really quite sure how to respond. And that has, I'd say, at least 5 new threads a day start up. And we have, very blessed in having a priest in Sydney, Archdiocese, who looks after that group and responds to all the questions with great insight.
And what are some of the burning issues that these young people are searching for answers?
Well, a lot of them link up with theology of the body or the sacraments. The most recent threads on the site is all sexual activity before marriage, mortal sin, baptism, harm reduction strategies to do with politics and social justice, a question on agony in the garden under the topic of theology, infallibility and the assumption, receiving Holy Communion, roles of men and women in the family according to the church, strength after the loss of a loved one, that's a girl who's recently lost her fiancé. Transubstantiation, Mass on Saturday night and keeping Sunday holy, fasting during Lent. So quite a broad variety of questions get asked, and it depends what day of the week you log in as to what's the hot topic.
And of the young people who've signed up to XT3, how effective do they feel it is in helping them stay close to their faith and network with other Catholics? And indeed, in fact, are most of them Catholics, or don't you know, really?
Well, we certainly don't know about everyone, but the catchment area for our first members was very specifically World Youth Day pilgrims, as we linked everything up via the World Youth Day Sydney organisation. So all the emails they received in preparing for World Youth Day, they were sent information about XT3. So a large majority of our members were also at World Youth Day in Sydney last year, which was the most amazing privilege for a community to start up from that sort of group of young people that are committed and wanting to engage and had the great graces received that were there at World Youth Day. So that's the majority of membership, but it's grown from there very much by word of mouth and various news updates.
And when it comes to your members, are most of them young people? Do you have any idea of the majority age group?
The majority of the membership are aged between 16 and 25, and in fact probably the most popular age would be 16. I would say 3 times as many people who sign up are 16 rather than any other age. So it's good. We're definitely appealing to that age group, which is what we were about. So we're very pleased about that.
I was speaking there to Ruth Davis of the online social network XT3.